A section of Buffalo's East Side might become a historic district if the residents go along. Led by Historic East Side Neighborhood Initiative, some groups want to create a district in an area around Broadway and Fillmore. Altogether, 175 buildings and a bunch of vacant lots. The original plan was much larger, but the decision was made there were too many vacant lots for Albany to agree. During a meeting in the MadUrban, people were told a district could lead to tax breaks for building repairs and more control over demolitions. Preservation Buffalo Niagara Executive Director Jesse Fisher says she lives in one and knows the rules.
What we find is in historic districts, the community does have a greater level of control over new development that happens in their community. And so for most folks, the sort of, or for folks who see this as important, they see a trade-off in, is there a little bit more rigmarole in the paperwork? Yeah, maybe. Not going to deny that. We don't think it's as onerous as some people.
Esther Fien Green from the Hamlin Park Community and Taxpayers Association says both the tax breaks and the greater control over demolitions are very important in the district. She says it also gives district residents power because its leaders speak to City Hall as representatives of a large block of voters. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.